an undetonated avalanche control device that we our contractor is we're looking for.
Yukon road crews are looking for a missing dud they say poses no danger to the public. And Skagway wants greener waste management. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley in Skagway. That news and more up next. The ground failure in Haines that's threatening at least one house and two roadways is still moving an inch or two every day, according to crews monitoring the cracks that first appeared on Lutac Road early last week. Rock Ahrens is the emergency coordinator at the Haines Command Center that's monitoring the slide zone. He says the response team is currently drilling to gather soil samples for geologists and engineers to study.
Right at the present time, the Denali Drilling Company out of Anchorage is drilling some test holes above the crack on Ocean View Drive. They're drilling right now, finishing the third hole in a series of three up there, and the one is kind of right at the break of the crack, coming down the last hill to the highway on Ocean View. And then they'll be drilling one more up on Matthias, the road above Ocean View. And it will be targeted for about the middle of the slide zone that's below that area. And then there will be one more hole drilled in Lutac Road. And so for that operation, there's going to be a lane closure for approximately 1 to 2 hours for them to drill a test hole right in the pavement.
To accommodate the drills, one lane on Lutac Road near town will close Friday morning around daylight. The road is expected to be open again in time for the ferry's arrival in Haines at 11:30 a.m. Daily updates on the ground failure are available at the borough website or by calling 766-2256.
Recycling. It's the right thing to do. According to the comments from the public at the Skagway Borough Assembly meeting last Thursday,
recycling 1 ton of cardboard or newspaper saves 3 tons of wood pulp. It saves the equivalent of 3,000 kilowatt hours of electricity.
That was Steve Burnham, who gave a recycling presentation on behalf of the Occupy Skagway movement. Occupy Skagway was inspired by the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Some of the ideas that Occupy Skagway promotes are as follows: prioritizing the needs and well-being of people and community over corporate and economic desires, civic involvement and connecting the public with the government, and planning for a sustainable future. As ideas were passed in roundtable discussions at meetings, members of the Occupy Skagway group realized that a reoccurring topic was recycling.
One of the issues put forth in the presentation was the recyclable items that are incinerated.
Tin is not recycled. However, the recycling trailer at the public works shop reads otherwise, and residents regularly deposit mostly delabeled cleaned cans into it. Skagway's tin cans are burned, even the ones that are deposited in the recycle trailer. Other items Skagway burns that should be recycled include office paper, newspapers, boxboard, plastics, and tires.
Steve went on to illustrate the hierarchy of waste management.
In order, they are prevention, minimization, reuse, recycling, and disposal. In Skagway, we employ only fragments of step 4, recycling, and nearly everything else lands in step 5, disposal. Between Skagway's landfill days and the construction of the incinerator, our mindset has not evolved. We've only gotten more efficient at disposal by using technology.
Tourism also has an impact that goes beyond money.
A 2004 Alaska Energy Authority report on burning garbage in Alaska says that Skagway has 880 people and generates approximately 8 tons of garbage per week during the winter and 8 tons of garbage per day in the summer.
The Occupy Skagway group did an informal survey recently to gauge the public opinion about recycling.
At a Skagway Christmas bazaar, Occupy Skagway conducted its own survey. Of the 68 participants polled, 65 residents, or 95%, favored expanding the current recycling program in Skagway.
The group's goals in presenting this information are:
Occupy Skagway is requesting 3 things of the borough. First, create and appoint a mayor's committee. Second, that the assembly move community recycling program to its list of capital projects. And third, allocate funds in the amount of 40,000 to 60,000 to hire a consulting group with specialties in recycling and waste disposal solutions.
Many of the citizens present spoke in support of a recycling program.
Really, I'm excited about these guys being here tonight and talking about recycling. I certainly encourage the endeavor that they are putting forward.
I know personally, I do a lot of recycling personally. It's just been a passion of mine. I fully support and the city in any recycling effort they do, and I think that there's a lot of support out there.
I think it's necessary, and I think it would, as Charlotte said, eliminate a lot of waste that goes into that incinerator.
And to support recycling?
First, I do support recycling and try to use it.
I hope that the Assembly chooses to support to put together a committee to look at the recycling options. I'm excited to see what could come of it.
I support a recycling program in Skagway.
I support the recycling movements.
I support creating a committee. It's a very important thing. We're running out of resources everywhere, not just here, and we should protect what we've got because we've got a beautiful place.
I also want to voice my support for a recycling program here in Skagway.
I want to speak in support of a recycling program.
I just support the idea of an expanded, comprehensive recycling program for Skagway.
And I also would like to speak in support of a improved recycling program, as well as putting together a committee to see how best to do that.
And I would just like to speak that I support getting recycling here in Skagway.
Haynes currently has a recycling program and processes approximately 1,000 pounds of products per day. They have a partnership with Alaska Marine Lines to haul out recyclables. More information is available on their website at www.hainesrecycle.org. The Assembly ultimately decided to form an ad hoc recycling committee.
But I think it's a great idea.
There's no reason not to do it.
Okay.
And I would encourage anybody that's here that wants to be a member of the committee to see Emily and get one of those municipal committee forms to fill out.
Applications for board membership are located at the borough offices. Reporting in Skagway for KHNS, this is Misty Wiley.
An undetonated avalanche control device is missing somewhere near the Yukon-British Columbia border after being dropped from a helicopter along the Klondike Highway that runs between Whitehorse and Skagway. Aisha Montgomery, speaking for the Yukon's Department of Highways and Public Works, says the missing dud poses no threat to the public.
We have an undetonated avalanche control device that we our contractor is looking for, and there is no public threat. There's no it won't self-detonate.
Governments like the Yukon routinely use avalanche control methods through the winter months to make roadways safer. According to Montgomery, this is only the second faulty device in more than two decades of dropping avalanche detonators.
Yes, we had one other incident in 2007, but this is over 26 years of avalanche control.
To keep the site secure, the crews would not disclose the exact location of the search, but Montgomery says it's not in a location where backcountry sport enthusiasts would tend to go anyway.
I'm not even exactly sure where, but it is in an extreme avalanche slope, so it's not in an area where anyone would snowmobile or ski. Again, it's out of the public's reach simply because of that. The slope is so steep.
She adds the department has defined the general vicinity where the device should be. Crews are on site there, monitoring changes and searching for the stick explosive when weather permits. But, she says, they might have to wait until spring to locate it.
We will assess at that point why it didn't detonate and reassess, you know, procedures and protocols and so forth.
Road users in the area can check 511 Yukon for current road conditions along the Klondike Highway and other territorial roads. The site is 511yukon.ca.
Our main focus is just employee and road user safety and backcountry user safety. Just be wise.
I'm Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley for KHNS.
The following commentary was submitted to KHNS for broadcast. It does not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Canal Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff.
This is Bill Gann. Haynes has lost a true friend. With the recent untimely passing of Mrs. Frances Smalley, one of the pillars of our community has left us behind. I had the privilege of being one of her last patients, arriving at her office with no appointment and an aching tooth. Frances graciously stopped what she was doing, took an x-ray, and set an appointment for the following day with her husband, Dr. Patrick Smalley. Frances was always kind, generous, and genuinely caring to everyone in the community, irregardless of their station. She had an especially soft spot for the children of our community. We are all familiar with the many pictures adorning her office. She embodied the very best of us. Let us all make a belated New Year's resolution to be a little more like Frances, a little kinder, more forgiving, less judgmental, and genuinely caring. We'll be honoring the spirit of Frances and have a better place to live. Again, this is Bill Gann.
The preceding remarks are the personal views of the commentator and do not necessarily reflect the position of Lincoln Canal Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff. KHNS welcomes the submission of responsible commentaries. If you have a personal point of view to express on your community radio station, please come by the studio or call us at 766-2020 or 983-2853 for a copy of the KHNS commentary guidelines. Commentary guidelines may also be downloaded from our website at khns.org.